Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update Podcast for November 7th, 2023. I am your host, John Lothian. In this podcast, we provide an overview of the content featured in today's John Lothian newsletter. We'll cover insights from the hits and takes section, share stories from the first read section, highlight the top three stories from the previous newsletter edition, and delve into the first three stories featured in the lead section of today's John Len. This podcast is brought to you by John Lothian News, the proud home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We invite you to explore our extensive collection of trading history videos on the MarketsWiki Education page at johnlothiannews.com. This includes the Open Outcry Traders History Project and the Path to Electronic Trading video series. Thank you for joining us. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. TMX Group today announced the launch of two new order books in a new innovative Canadian trading platform. TMX says the platform was, quote, designed to create an optimized trading environment to enhance execution quality, unquote. The names of the order books are Alpha X and Alpha DRK, for Alpha Dark. According to TMX, Alpha X is a visible order book that has all of the same order types and trading functionalities currently available on TSX Alpha Exchange and features the new Smart Limit Order type. Also, Alpha DRK is a fully dark order book with a comprehensive suite of pegged primary market, minimum price improvement, midpoint market, and limit order types that has new Smart Peg order type. Intercontinental Exchange is finding new ways to use its data. This is a case where you mine and you go not mine. The latest involves ways to link sanction programs with ICE's fixed income and securities database, giving customers a greater ability to track affected securities and portfolios. The ICE press release today is titled, ICE launches service to help identify and monitor entities and securities, with the subheading, subject to financial and economic sanction programs. This new service leverages ICE's vast data offerings, cross-referencing and linkage capabilities to identify securities, entities, and groups targeted by sanctions programs. The Financial Times finally figured out that it's hot to be a Scot. The subheading of the story is, From Fashion to Food, Hebridean Style is Tastier Than Ever. Of course, maybe the haggis-spiced dark chocolate with notes of nutmeg might be too much for some. FT Alphaville says Taylor Swift may hand out bigger bonuses than many banks this year and more donuts than Krispy Kreme. Let's just say it's been a very good year to work for Taylor Swift, and she has been very generous. The banks, If you're looking for a place in Boca Raton, Florida, on the water, the former home of the late media company heiress Diana King is hitting the market again after it was rehabbed by its new owners, who bought the property in 2020 for $7 million. Now the new owners are asking $24.9 million for the revitalized property, which is spectacular. The Wall Street Journal has the story. After a major remodel, a Florida home lists for more than three times its 2020 sale price. I'm on the road with my wife on our way to Sarasota, Florida. We should arrive there later today after having spent last night in Lake City, Florida, and the night before in White House, Tennessee. We've decided to sell the property in Florida we just bought from my brothers and inherited from my late mother. We are buying family property in Wisconsin, and two homes will be enough to worry about, let alone the jump in interest rates since this all began, has the Wisconsin deal more expensive. Thus, Florida is going. We will regularly return to Florida and Sarasota in the future, as we do enjoy it, but we will rent. Live online webinars begin today at ESG Week 2023, Energy and Mining Forum. Panelists at this Natural Resources Forum will examine ESG trends to watch, including the continued role of critical minerals and technology, the energy transition, regulation, corporate governance, supply chain, and social impact in this free series of webinars from ESG Week 2023. The webinar series runs from Tuesday, November 7, 2023, 2:30 through Friday, November 10th, 2023 at 10:30 CST. Agenda and tickets are available with the link in today's newsletter. Our most read stories yesterday on JLN Options were AI pioneer Kai-Fu Lee builds $1 billion startup in 8 months from Bloomberg. Call options trading surge during recent rally from the Wall Street Journal. And South Korea bans short selling until 2024 from the Financial Times. Subscribe to the free JLN Options newsletter with the link in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. We have a special message from our friends at FTSE Russell. The Russell 2000 Index provides live index tracking data with historical performance dating back to January 1984. Academic and practitioner research confirms that large cap stocks behave differently to small cap stocks, and performance is variable. There are sub-periods during which the Russell 1000 outperforms the Russell 2000 and vice versa. Quarterly performance assessment provides valuable data points for understanding market sentiment and U.S. economic activity. View the report with a link in today's newsletter. Here's another video from our FIA Expo 2023 coverage. CCP Global CEO Teo Floor talks strategic rebrand and evolving global clearinghouse operations in interview with John Lothian News at FIA Expo. In a video interview at FIA Expo 2023, John Lothian News sat down with Teo Floor, the CEO of CCP Global, to explain the organization's recent strategic rebrand and to understand the evolving landscape of global clearinghouse operations. Watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from the Financial Times. The headline, "The world must help bring my kidnapped family home from Gaza. Rescuing the hostages held by Hamas is not just a problem for the Israeli government." Amid the searing losses borne by an entire country after Hamas terrorists invaded southern Israel, massacring some 1,400 Israelis and taking more than 240 hostages, my family has an unfathomable honor of being one of the families with the most members taken hostage or killed. Three of my family members were murdered on October 7th, and nine were kidnapped and taken to the Gaza Strip. Two have since been released, leaving seven of my relatives hostage in Gaza. My comment. There are many prayers for their return. Here's a story from Bloomberg. The headline, Citadel's Ken Griffin says global investors have to invest in China. Citadel founder Ken Griffin said global investors have to, quote, be watching and investing, unquote, in China to tap into the innovation and growth in the region. Quote, there's much more innovation outside of the United States relative to 50 years ago, unquote, said Griffin, adding that China has competitive advantages in solar and electric vehicle technologies. Griffin made the remarks on Tuesday at the Global Financial Leaders Investment Summit in Hong Kong. My comment, I would humbly suggest Mr. Griffin read the Trade Trap, How to Stop Doing Business with Dictators by Axel Springer, SE Chairman and CEO Matthias Döpfner, and reconsider his investment advice. Here's a story from the New York Times. The headline, Warring Billionaires, a Rogue Employee, a Divorce, One Hedge Fund's Tale of Woe, Two Sigma, the $60 billion quantitative trading firm, has been beset by troubles this year that have tarnished its image and could hurt its future. Two Sigma, one of the world's largest hedge funds, has long prided itself on two things, the sophisticated in-house algorithms that power its trading and its commitment to secrecy. but recent internal troubles have forced Two Sigma to air its dirty laundry. In March, the New York firm, with $60 billion in assets, took the unusual step of telling its investors in a filing that the relationship between David M. Siegel and John A. Overdeck, the billionaire co-founders and owners who run the firm, had turned so toxic that it could hurt Two Sigma's future. In October, it had more bad news. An employee had altered some trading models without the firm's knowledge, affecting its returns and drawing regulatory scrutiny. My comment: this is not Two Sigma kind of privacy. Here are the top three stories from Monday's JLN. Our top story Monday was Michael Hiltznik's column in the Los Angeles Times. Sam Bankman-Fried's seven guilty verdicts expose crypto as a swindle through and through. Second was 100 hilarious Thanksgiving jokes your family and friends will gobble up this year from USA Today. Third was a three-way tie among the New York Times, why banks are suddenly closing down customer accounts, Markets Media's new SIBO CEOs to refocus strategy on less M&A, and the Chicago Sun-Times' Alex Kelly, a pioneer in male-dominated world of Chicago Mercantile Exchange, dies at 73. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The lead story is from the Wall Street Journal. The headline: Wall Street CEOs flocked to Hong Kong and kept quiet on China. Tensions between China and U.S. are forcing bank executives to tread carefully. When some of Wall Street's most powerful executives assembled in Hong Kong this week, one topic was noticeable by its absence: China. The chief executives of U.S. banks, including Citigroup, Goldman Sachs, and Morgan Stanley, were in the city on Tuesday for the Global Financial Leaders Investment Summit, where they rubbed shoulders with local government officials and senior Chinese regulators. They spoke about broad topics such as financial stability, interest rates, and capital markets. The next story is also from the Wall Street Journal. The headline: China deal slump sends bankers' fees to decade low. Selling Chinese companies to global investors is no longer a money machine for Wall Street. China has become a losing proposition for Wall Street firms, forcing a reassessment of their investment banking prospects in Hong Kong. American and European investment banks prospered in the Asian financial hub over the past decade by helping hundreds of Chinese companies raise money from international stock and bond sales. They also profited from advising on cross-border acquisitions and investments during China's pre-pandemic economic boom. The money train made Wall Street an advocate for engagement with China, even as political tensions grew between Washington and Beijing. And then finally, here's a story from Bloomberg. The headline: Wall Street bosses in Hong Kong see financial dangers everywhere. Fragile markets, shadow lenders, international tensions, and too many wars. Global bankers gathering in Hong Kong were meant to discuss how they're adapting to the financial world's complexity and ended up dwelling on the potential for big blow-ups instead. My biggest fear is there's one more geopolitical escalation and there's a market event, Deutsche Bank AG Executive Officer Christian Sewing said at the Global Financial Leaders Investment Summit in Hong Kong on Tuesday. We appreciate your attentive audience for the John Lothian News Daily Update. Kindly think about sharing our podcast with your friends. Additionally, if you haven't already, we would be grateful if you could take a moment to leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Your reviews aid in introducing our content to new listeners. And if you haven't yet subscribed to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can enjoy a complimentary 90-day trial by visiting johnlothiannews.com/trial. Thank you for your support. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.